Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today we are looking at what I titled War Against Kidnapping. War against kidnapping. Don't let me use a foul language like if they burn you well. Let me just say, if you like, don't pray. Okay? If the government or any official is looking at me here now, listen, from Yanobaja to Yanoba, there are kidnappers that kidnap people and take their organs now. And they do it within inside the bus, sir. In Yanoba bus stop, there is a kidnapping place there where they take people to. More than three people have had to say that, and God brought them out. And some authority knows this, and they are not doing anything. We cannot fight authority, but we can cry to God, the highest authority, that God will step in. If what I'm preaching is provoking you, I pray you are so provoked to madness. Because I'm angry for the lives of people that have been killed, ripped off through kidnapping. You are there, you like social media, and you like to be praised on social media. Several girls now is on social media, they met them, come, they went, and they did not return. I want to pray for my children here that the hand of kidnappers will not get you. Jeremiah 50 verse 33 and 34. Thus said the Lord, the children of Israel are oppressed. Children of Israel and children of Judah are oppressed together. You know what? You will not be oppressed with them. No, we took them. You will not be taken. Amen. Took them captive. Held them fast. You will not be taken. You will not be their victim. Amen. And they refuse to let them go. I read verse 34. But look at it. Is it not an irony? But their redeemer is strong. See, prevention is better than cure. Anybody that has eye on you or your children to kidnap you, a day before then, they will sleep and they will not wake up. Anything I'm teaching, I preach before it happens. So take note, because it's going to be on the high. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He will surely and thoroughly plead their case and defend their cause. That he may give rest to the land of Nigeria. Kidnapping is a multi-billion networking business. A lady and a husband, I told you, Alegba, wanted to buy a fridge. The man parked his car and he said, I'm coming. The woman saw the shop that he entered. You see, cool, freezer. And the man did not come out. So the woman said, my husband, he said, no, he has gone to other shops. So they looked for the man, they couldn't find, but the man was intelligent. So the woman started making noise. By the time they started opening the cooler there, it is the heart of different people that are there. The body of the man has been. You know, Joel Egba. Our husband said, do you know the consequence or circumference of what I'm preaching? God will punish somebody. Amen. Now God said, make I preach. Who will you be? They killed the man. See, I have more than 1,000 I've had. And the Lord said, wait till you now be there. You'll be prophet in the land. Cry to me. So we are going to cry to God together. That business will close up. Last 2 months, a family call at midnight. And when they call, we are looking for our daughter. We are looking for our daughter. And I said, your daughter? How old is she? 16 years. I said, 16 years. There's no sleep. He said, no, dad. I said, okay, let's pray. We pray. I said, did you count money recently? He said, everybody count money. I said, okay. You just got 720 million. He said, yes, sir. But you don't give your wife money. You don't give your children money. That girl, your daughter, organized her own kidnapping. So I can... Very smart girl. Stupid. Organized, and they were asking for 100 million. I said, supply 100 million. From 720, you see how... I said, but unfortunately, your daughter might not return. And normally, you know, when I talk, they say, sir, what did you say? The girl is just 16 years. I just held the phone and slept. Anyways, later they found that the girl organized it, but the girl did not return. Kidnapping now has become, to some people, a game. To some people, a business. And some people, a ritual. Where they collect people's part. Why is it preaching kind of thing here? It's your prisoner we are saved. When they kidnap you, are you safe? Why are you telling me to preach? Your children will not be kidnapped. Your wife will not be kidnapped. We are going to go together and look at the kind of reception and all the motto they are carrying, police everywhere. Why? The pastor told me that they kidnapped his wife. In Enugu, pastor, that pastor took the kidnapped wife. And they asked for big money. He said, after they paid them, the woman said, it's not going to Enugu again. So the woman went to, what's it called? Lekki. The husband is the one that's doing church in Enugu. And when they land like this, police everywhere. If you see me with police now, you're saying, this man is supposed to have faint, my faint, then I church and leave. How many people can produce police to protect them? And God will help you if the police is truly your friend or their friend. Let's check one more place in the Bible. The way you are looking at me is not good. That's a very short message so that I can run away from here. Jeremiah 31 verse 11. Nobody will use your head to do business. Are you there? For the Lord has redeemed Femi Akinola. And ransom him from the hand of him that are stronger than them. Everybody read it your own way. Let me hear you go. How do we stop them? I give you 5 to 6 points and we are out of here. Carry your Bible. Write. Pray. Write. Pray. Write. Pray. We cannot be in the land and this will be happening. It was happening in the bush before. Now it's happening in our street. When I was young, there's a place in Agege between I don't know what they call it. Yes, Agege to Okwaba. Eh? That's the name of the bus of Agege to. That place, no child can walk that place when I was small. They kidnap. You know, it was very, but now it is now a multi-billion. Your heart, your head, your blood, your breast, your kidney will not be taken by them. They have their cartel among the politicians, among the pastors, among the teachers, among police. They are everywhere. Don't be afraid for my life. For my life is sitting in Christ and Christ in God. I'm not going to die. Not going to happen to me. Now prayer will come pray. I don't mention my mama name. And now we address both physical kidnappers and spiritual kidnappers. I pray for them. They will not do well again. And God said that's what you should do today. Pray. Bind them. Scatter them. Confuse them. From up down. Let all their cartels begin to break. Hey. How do we stop or handle them? Let's check Ephesians chapter 5 verse 6. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. permit me to tell you, you want to stop them? Look at me, my dear. Every one of us should be sensitive. It is not everywhere they call you, you will go. Are you listening to me? Especially, can you come now? Can you start coming now? God forbid. God forbidding. Can you come now? For what? You have to be sensitive. See, okay, you want to travel now? Look at me. You have to travel in the spirit first and come back before you carry yourself physically and go. How do you do that? The Bible said, walk in the spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. So before you go anywhere, be in the spirit. Don't just be in the spirit. Number two, what do? Ask from God. Should I go? Make I go? Inquire from God. Look at me. You are going somewhere, man, and you don't have peace. Come back. Come back and go home. What happened? There is, I don't have peace. Go home. Last year or so, one of the greatest, the biggest dealer of generator in Nigeria was called to come and do business. I don't know whether you had that case that time. Eh? And he went. He went. That same street of Lekki Church, Lolo. That same street. Why did you go there? Only him. How much is a billion that you don't have already? I immediately entered. They hit him on the head. And they December. Why? Every one of us carry vibration. And vibration different from one another. When they see that you carry very, very high vibration, they can come after you. But you know what? The Bible says, when my enemy will come up against me, he said they will fall and stumble. When they will come against you, they will fall and stumble. 1 Samuel 23 verse 4. Why did David, why did he always prosper? He inquired. What do you say? And David inquired from the Lord yet again. That means anytime he wants to do anything, he does what? He asks God. This November, December, I am begging you, ask God before you go out. Don't just go out anyhow. Jesus said, this is your time. Power of darkness that you have come. Even for Jesus, they came for him at night. Whoever wants to come for you shall collide with the rock of ages. I show you again. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 23. David inquired again. And David inquired and said, and when they inquired, that one, God said, go. This one, God said, thou shalt not go. The first one, God said, go. This one, God said, don't go anywhere. Can I pray on top of your head? May you receive direction that will save and deliver you in the name of Jesus. Number three, activate the Holy Ghost seal. I will teach you that one now. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. You are going to be 28 by February next year. You are going to be 28 by February next year. So remind me as we continue. Oh, you are the one. Sit down. Remind me. I'm coming. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Our God is so awesome. God punish Satan. All of you cannot say amen because you're uncle, right? You're supposed to be didn't say amen. I said God punish. Who? Okay. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13. Remind me before we leave. Remind me. I'm going to cancel some things on top of your head. In whom ye also trusted, after ye heard the word of truth and the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after that you are believed. You believe. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Now let me help you. Give me that oil. You see, every family should have anointing oil in the house. Everybody should have what? That million now, everybody should have what? You see this thing, eh? You see this thing? If you make career pastor, pray on this thing for you. Now, juju. Now, what do you call them? But if we preach too much on it, you go to worship for your house. In the morning. Well done, my Lord. My Lord. That's why we won't talk much about this thing. Please. Anoint yourself. Before children enter school, what do we do? Have you noticed that?
Yes,
this church is 24. Have we buried any tithe before? Never! It cannot happen. Sit down. And one of your stingy brother there in the amen, I told her, I said, this boy, his leg will be attacked. Do this and this. The man did not answer me. After 6 months, they cut the shoe of the boy in school. They are coming small, small. Should be the shoe they cut. What's the next one they want to cut? In that brother boy. Daddy, him. I said, where's your daddy? Anoint yourself and your children with oil. It's a seal of the Holy Ghost. It carries power. What did I say you should do? You don't want to talk. Me say, I don't tire. No problem. Psalm 105, verse 14 to 15. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He approved kings for their sake. The next one, I love the next one. Saying, touch not my anointed. He has been anointed. And do my prophets no harm. Can I pray for you? No man will do you harm.
Amen.
This amen is not good. No man will do you harm.
Amen.
Oh my God. I said, no man will do you harm.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord is walking here. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, we give you praise. I beg, just do harm. Don't worry. I will tell you what God has done. Say, Lord, we give you praise. Say, we honor you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, family, the basket they planted in your house that is collecting all your money, the Lord said, I have removed the basket. Psalm 89, verse 20 to 22. I have found David, my servant. They told you not to read the Bible today, Abby. I have found David. With my holy oil, have I anointed him? Verse 21. With whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen. God will strengthen you. Next verse. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the sons of wickedness afflict. Why? With my holy oil. I'm teaching you about him. Shout hallelujah. I'm hearing hallelujah. Praise God. Should we continue? What is the first thing I said you must do? Thank you. I have a member here. You must do what? What is the second thing I said you should do? Enquire. Don't just travel. Do what? Enquire. Number three, what I say you should do? The seal of the Holy Spirit. And what is that one? The oil. Anointing oil. When we anoint the children, say, what are they doing? You don't know. Most of the time, when my children or sons are traveling, I bless oil for them. Oil must be in the church. Number four. If you are just coming, we are looking at war against kidnapping, and you might be asking, what is my business? My business is that nobody deserves to be ripped off, to be killed before their time. And if you don't pray, it might be your turn. You know what? I'm sorry. Do you know that even Uber drivers now are kidnapping people? We don't put your daughters and wives in the Uber, they'll be talking to them, toasting them. And if it's somebody that has low self-esteem, you are happy. You will tell them, I have 11 Uber. I was a bank manager. Can I meet you? Oh, the Lord. We will not be in the land. And nonsense will happen. I said again, we will not be in the land. Nonsense will happen. All their cartel. From Yanobaja to Yanoba. From that place to Ekpe, their cartel is coming down. 3 years ago, the Lord had told us something will have to happen. Somebody in this house wants to kill him. And we started praying. We don't know that it was Ada. And she went to work that morning. She will leave 4:35. God will protect all of you living outside. You leave house 3:30, 4 o'clock. Because you are looking for what you are going to shop. What will shop you will not meet you.
Amen.
They collected all that was in the house. On the race like this, motion like this, it worked. Thank God she lived. If she died, and if evil happened, it's the church. But if promotion happened, it is God. God will deliver pastors.
Amen.
And we are praying now. You are still pitying them. Now once it's concerned on daddy, concerned kidnapping, it's my concern. I'm a prophet in this land. No nonsense happen around us. So number what? No problem. Just put any number. After this, I'll give you 3 more. We are leaving. Have a regular praise altar. The Bible says, Book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 25 and 10. See, turn your house to a sanctuary of praise. Raise an altar in your family. So the day they kidnap any of your family, it is altar versus altar. Praises disarm the enemy. Praises frustrate the wicked. Praises cause confusion in the camp of the wicked. Let it start from where? Your house. You'll be doing praise in the house. Your children will not open their mouth. Tell them to open their mouth. You start singing and listen. Praising the Lord always. Praising the Lord. How many times?
Praising the Lord with all my heart. Praising the Lord with all my heart. Always.
Acts 16. Hallelujah.
My God is good.
Hallelujah.
My God is good.
Hallelujah.
My God is good. He's good to me.
I was almost done in Unilag and my father and the Lord, Reverend Alabi, late Reverend Alabi. You know him very well. I know they hide my papa. And he said to me, Femi, I said, sir, take this girl, her name was Kemi, to Unilag, and make sure she joined the IPCT Information Processing and Computer Technology. I said, yes, sir. So we went. Look at that time. I like enjoyment. See, I was supposed to take public bus. I took taxi. The guy sat beside me. So wait, this thing. How when you answer everything? And the Lord said, look at the eyes of the taxi man. So I looked at his eyes. And he looked at me. I looked. And the Lord told me, if you don't pray now, both of you, Otilo. So I stopped discussing with the lady and started praying in my father tongue. The one we speak on earth is the mother tongue. The one we speak, the spirit one, is what? I started praying. And the man said, I said, sir, park this taxi. He said, I'm sorry, I can't park. This mission will be fulfilled. So I started praying. So the guy held my hands. I said, Oluwa, Lord, Oluwa, if we don't return home, the family will come and pick my family that I've gone to use the girl and I've run away. Don't forget that year, I was almost done with Unilag. The man packed. We came out. I carried stone. The man ran away. What would have happened? So I'm teaching you now. In this country, I've been kidnapped 7 times. Are you surprised? I escaped. But let me tell you, it's good you're not kidnapped. The experience is not good. Acts 16. I'm almost done. I know we are going to the office. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Are we Acts 16? Are we open at the place?
Oh,
learn to worship God.
Worship His holy name.
The only thing God cannot do for Himself is what?
Worship. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship His holy
name. Every family here, every family gets a ballast. All they need to do is to talk to the person that knows the person that knows the person that knows the person that knows the person. And the day they table your matter because you are guilty, you will receive the judgment. Are you ready to pray?
Yes,
don't collect money for the service you are not going to do. Are you listening to me now?
Yes,
prevention, don't answer me. Prevention is a cure. Don't start a battle and say, I will run to my altar. Altar, I'm where? Altar will say, I'm not a cheat. Are you listening to me now?
Yes,
I preach the truth to you. You don't have to like it. Are you listening to me now?
Yes,
don't date mother and daughter. God. You sleep with the mother. You sleep with the daughter. Then you come to church and you say, Father, I declare. God will say, God punish you. God will say, God punish you. Angel Michael say, you are God. He say, still, God will punish you. The day they curse you, that is the beginning, look at me, of your downward movement. We have done bullshit this year. Next year is coming. Are you going to enter next year with bullshit? Let us pray against them. And the curse you have not even done, and somebody is cursing you somewhere. On top of my head, so many curses everywhere. They thought I was going to die. They thought I'm going to be broke. They thought I'm going to help them. Bad news about me. More. When I know the button to press and I have what to offer and God is not behind two people, tell your neighbor, come off it. Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. Say, any cause operating in my life, say it. Say, known and unknown. I'm going to say, known and unknown. Shout, my Father. Let them be broken now. I give you 1 minute to settle that one. You are not praying. Any curse operating in my... Are you sleeping? No. Let them break now. No. Known and unknown. Somebody say, I break it. Somebody say, I break it. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to be seated while I pray this prayer for you. Seated. Be seated. Stretch your hand to me here as I pray for you. Stretch your hand to me. Madam, I said, stretch your hand to me. I'm in command here. Stretch your hand to me. Have you done that? Everybody on the sound of my voice, any curse placed on your life today, the curse is broken. I was telling that woman in Europe, I said, Madam, there are some, you need to know about curse. And she's using me to eat chips. Every time, curse. I left. I just stopped. I didn't say anything again. Benny, carry your load yourself. You will know. Any curse placed on your handwork today, the curse is broken. Of course, they are like virus. You have to be checking them every time. Some people will stay somewhere. You don't even know you. Marcus, send it away. They don't even know you. Somebody says something to them. Marcus, shake away. Somebody lie on you. One day, shake away. Somebody talk to them. And they cause, any cause hanging over your life, looking for where to settle. Return back to sender in the name of Jesus. I was hearing somebody say, how can they so close like this for you? I'm telling you. At the airport like this. Okay, let's go. Tell me on this story. What? I just carry my bag. Blood of Jesus. The tailor is sewing clothes, thinking he has done his best. Somebody sent an arrow to him. Any arrow cross. Sent with your name. I put the name of the sender back to them in the name of Jesus. And the curse sent the name of your children. I put the name of their children there. Back upon their head in the name of Jesus. Put your hands down and look at me. There are some, in every family, there are some people that think they have authority. What did I say? The first thing I do when I enter family, I pick them. They do as if they are spiritual. Permit to say, as if they are spiritual. And you know what? Any small thing like this, a penny, any small thing, pian, I have authority. But you stretch your hand, let me pray. Anybody that said they have authority, that is using their hand to eat their dirty chest, their expired breast and expired chest, I stand here on this altar. People with authority that curse you, under the authority of Jesus, I reverse the curse. Even where you make mistake, I reverse the curse. Yes. Even where you have missed it, I reverse the curse. Yes. Even where anybody can mess, where you mess up, I reverse the curse. Yes. If you say 3 amen, pack your load and carry the blessings now in the name of Jesus. Yes. Number 3, ancestral background. Don't deceive yourself. I showed this in the Bible before. The Bible says, ask your parents. Ask them, where are we from? Ask them. Some of you are claiming Lagos. You are not from Lagos. You are not from, it's a lie. Some of you are from Ekiti. Some of you are from Anambra. See, we don't know where we are, but it's a lie. Ask what your great-grandfather were doing. My great-great-great-grandfather, 4th generation, he was a warrior. His name was Balogun. But it's not Balogun, it's a title. So I woke up one day and said, how can I be carrying title name? And I changed the bullshit. Check for ancestral lineage. Don't deceive yourself. Why should you carry a name that is giving you trouble? Apart from the name, you are connected to them. I would say 4th generation. So what do? You stand against it. And tell God, God, I am innocent. I preached before and I'm innocent. Do you remember? Look for the message and listen to it. Please, Pastor Mike, put I Am Innocent on church podcast. You are in the church, you are not on our podcast, you did try. And listen to it and tell God I'm innocent. God wants you to talk to him. Our God is a wonderful God. And for just like every God has what they eat, our God has what he eats too. And I taught you what God eats. The first thing he eats is worship. Hey, yeah. That Bible says God is looking for worshiper. And God cannot worship himself. So when you worship him, he begins to say, my daughter. What does God eat? God eat praises, sir. Benny, I will enter into his word. And I will enter into his game with what? And I will say, don't joke with it. God eat thanksgiving and God eat sacrifice. Give God the 14 and watch. No matter how bad your family is, I told you about the son of a very notorious arm robber in Nigeria, ran to sanctuary. And I said, there are more than 400 curses on your head. I said, you know what you're going to do? Go back to your village and build the church. Ben, have you finished? Call 21 priests and bless their family. Call 21 children and pay their school fees. Lobaton, Equiton. The village gathered thinking it was still under a curse. And their gods told them, this one is not cursed, so it's blessed. So they left him alone. Ben, all the people here connected to wicked and sensitive. Can I pray for you? I break it and connect you to Father Abraham in the name of Jesus. Check. Look at me. All students, know they follow your mates everywhere. Everybody get where they come from. The smell of the people coming from the toilet. It's smell from the people coming from what? From the kitchen. I hope you know. I hope you know. Where you are coming from, look at me, there is an aura. Either the toilet or the kitchen. Don't forget. Stop it at work or anywhere thinking that we are all the same. We are not the same. Our ancestry decides where we are coming from. And that's why you must not be ignorant of your ancestry. In your family, they kill virgins. In your family, they use women. You are the fourth generation. You need to talk to God. What I say should do? Ben, you need to talk to God. I know that dear. In fact, now you create me this family. You need to talk to God. I say, bring your strong reason. Lift up your hands. I break every wrong ancestral lineage. Say, let me hear you now. Say, I break away from every wrong ancestral lineage. Say, by the blood of Jesus. Shout a big amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 11 verse 31. Do you know that Abraham was formerly from Iraq, Mesopotamia? They call it all of the Chaldeans. And Terah took Abraham and his son, and Lot, son of Haran, his son, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, and his Abraham's wife. And they went forth with them from all of the Chaldeans. This place is called Mesopotamia, then it's now called Iraq. How come an Iraqian is now an Israeli? I want an answer. How come an Iraqian become an Israeli? Can you give me an answer? Give me an answer. Give me an answer. Covenant. What I call it? You are claiming nonsense. I'm from Igbo. Shut up! There's a level you get to. You don't fight on platform of Igbo or Yoruba. You fight on spiritual platform. We Igbo. We are proud people. We don't take nonsense. You don't buy fuel for 1,000 or something. We. Yoruba to stand. We are very reserved. We don't fight anyhow. Until they are beaten, when we see that, then we now say we not to face our enemies. Abraham changed from of Chaldea, which was Mesopotamia, then now Iraq, and he found a new lineage called Israel. Look at me. You too can break away from wrong lineage and form a new one with God. Somebody say, I hear you. What is wrong with you that you are tied to bullshit, wicked, demonic, satanic family? Where you are born can be your blood family, but as you grow, you must know the people that are ready to shed their blood for you, they are your real family. There are people, when you close your eyes, you are sure that they will wash your back. Those are your family. Should I continue? I break away from every wrong ancestral lineage. Say in the name of Jesus. Say it again. Say, I break away. The way you're answering is not making me happy. Say, I break away. Loud, open your mouth. Lift up and say, I break away. From every wrong and wicked lineage. Say in the name of Jesus. Number four, anger. I told you what anger did for me. So nowadays when people do things to me and I don't talk, Ephesians 4:26, I'm not weak. I decide to keep short because anger stole from me a lot. Anytime you're angry, look at me, you have opened a doorway for the enemy to attack you. Because that time you're angry, you will lose control. And the Lord taught me this. Anytime you're angry, drink water. But it's difficult to drink water. You are angry. Are you a God? But it's tough. So all you need to do is just drink water. Immediately you drink water, and you know what? Your body will go down. When I'm angry, I decrease. I don't know anybody again. God broke me. God put me to size. God belittled me. I started from level zero again. So when you provoke me nowadays, the best I will do is what? I will call you and ask you. When I ask you whether I say yes or no, I know the truth. I just say no problem. I have asked and it's finished. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. It said be angry. So it's not a sin when you're angry. Be angry. But what? I'm not hearing you. Let not the sun. How can you be angry since last night? You slept in the morning. You angry too. Last night. We are still continuing. This is part two. I had a woman in this church was fighting with another woman some years ago. And he said, this fight, we are going to fight to the throne of grace. I said, throne of where? Throne of grace. You will see God. Immediately you die like this, the demon that will catch you is the demon of anger. Put your hand on your chest as we pray. I break every legal ground of anger in my life. Say, let me hear you now. The way you are saying it is annoying me. Say, I break every legal ground of anger in my life. Say it again. Let me hear loud and clear. You are murmuring. Say it again. I break. Say, I break every legal ground of anger in my life. Shout, let me hear you now. A man and a woman came here some years back, and the Lord said, who is so person? And they look at themselves. They said, it's our first daughter. I said, you cursed her, Abby. I said, you cursed your helper. I said, all of you will die in the ocean. They look at themselves. I said, that girl is the only star in your family. And man provoke what? Because he provokes some of you parents. Yeah, any small breakdown, you just curse the child. God will catch you that you are cursing your helper. Why get bastard here? Why am I pray? And God will help me commote you from this church. And I say, stand where you are going. You can say, I'm preaching with boldness. Is it not bold? Am I waiting for your money? Stop crossing when you are angry. When you are angry, look at me. Keep short. When you're angry, do what? Keep what? Keep short. Don't say anything. You are angry. Say, Amy. Look at me. Not like this. If anything happened to the person, you will sleep in kirikiri. So I told them, go back and begin to bless the girl. They said the girl has gone to Abidjan. I said, she's not supposed to be in Abidjan. Give me her number. So I, hello. He said, yes, it's me. I said, I want to pray for you. He said, you want to pray for me? I don't know you. I said, yes, your dad and mom is here. I want to pray for you. She was just crying. I prayed. I don't pray long prayer. I pray on prayer personally. I pray for her on phone for 35 minutes. The phone cut, we call her back. And after I've prayed for her, I said, bless you, pray for her. They took phone, they couldn't pray. I said, pray now, curse her. I don't know where family, both parents, man and woman, they are stupid. I used to like a family when the man is angry, the woman should be least neutral. But all of you, you sleep on the same side. So they pray for her. Few months later, she said she had been trying to cross to America. She crossed to America from Abidjan. Very difficult. When she got to America, things started happening for her. This happened when we came to this place. So, and within 2 years, this girl said, I'm sending money for you to build house. They collected money in tears. If we have been praying for her. And that's why I pray for you that any curse upon your life should be broken. And I'm telling you now, all the stupid anger. You say, I am number one. You are talking nonsense and you are supposing, doing like this. Yeah, yeah. Fun so kidding, say daddy, am I the king binu sin? Tim ba binu sin in come and shell. I say, she has forgotten herself. She's talking about anger and she's angry. Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. Every blessing and anger has stolen from you. Oh yeah, take them back. Yeah. You don't need my prayer this morning. I say every blessing you have been deprived by anger, oh yeah, take them back. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Number 5. Lust. Lust is looking at a woman and already you have slept with her while looking at her. Lust is looking at a man, already you have slept with the man, you have raped the man. Not the only woman, then the rape. Woman too, they reptilize men. Yeah. All over your eyes is full of fornication. You'll be doing your eyes, talking with your eyes. Yes, you'll be talking with your eyes. Say, I didn't do anything, I was just going. You were going, but you are talking with your eyes. So when you called them with your eyes, they came now. But the person that you were expecting was not the one that came. That was why you did not agree. You are working and you are doing like this. You are doing like, what happened to your eyes that your eye cannot stay in one place? It's Christmas time now. Everybody's putting laba laba. What's that thing they used to put there? Let us check now. 85% of women, including married women, you put umbrella on your eyes. All your ears, you are pierced. Three piercing. Three. 1, 2, 3. What are you looking for? I'm asking you, what are you looking for? You are creating legal ground for yourself. You are creating trouble for yourself. Are you hearing me now? You are married. You dress. You know the bra that fits you. You use the bra that all your costage, you put it up like this. You are saying, Mogbeja loba wani. Mogbeja loba wani. You think we don't understand what is happening? Somebody begged and said, Pastor Dan, I have to see daddy. When he came, I said, let me pray. By the time she knelt, she carried her two breasts on my table. This is what I brought to the table. Danny, am I lying? So I said, Dan, come in. Father will thank you. Amen. I said, Dan, you see? Am I lying? You brought her into my office? He said, yes. Almost on my table, Igbo. We have to sanctify the table. We have to pray on the table. They are running away. Praise God. Ivy, I'm joking, you. Don't attack me, you. Pastor Soji, I beg you. Praise God. Let all that your fornication habit stop. We learned that when you are growing up, you leave bullshit. I didn't see that my sister in church today. I'm looking for her. She told me 12 years ago, said, Daddy, Timoba lost the airport. Look at me, she said, Timoba on the lobby. Timoba on the lobby. She's in the church. Where is she? She said, and I go like this back. She said, Daddy, 4 men will follow me. Okay, they do. Yeah. That was 12 years ago. 2 years ago, I asked her, Mommy, she turned. I said, that thing is no longer there. She said, Daddy, I don't know where I ran to. Are you listening to me now? The thing has disappeared. She came to my office last week. Where she was going, I didn't see that thing there again. You ask, why did I look? Why did God put it there? You are 58. you are still walking like this, you will fall down. You will do what? Why are you eyeing me? You will do what? You are 58, oh. You are doing your leg like this. You are wearing heel. Check their shoe. You are wearing heel. Fornication and adultery is a legal ground. Are you understanding? And most times we are the one that call for it. What I say, do what? You call for it. Especially married women and men. So many people are eyeing me. I call myself the blood of Jesus. Let me round up this service so that they will not attack me. Number six, envy, jealousy, and bitterness. I put the six together. The three together. Please, so don't envy anybody. You don't know the source of their wealth. What I say you should do, don't what? You don't know where they have been to. You don't know where is behind them. So don't envy them. And please, don't be bitter. That time you are bitter, you have opened up your life for an attack. I go number seven. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is giving somebody a room and parlor in your life that they don't deserve. They have hurt you and they have moved on, and you are hurting. Let them go. What did I say? They will meet their own in front. They will do what? I taught you about God raised an oppressor, a super oppressor, against my oppressor. They will meet their own in front. They have hurt you. Forgive them. When the tire is punctured, you don't remove the nail and put it in your mouth. You throw it away. Throw whatever they have done away and move on. And plan your life. And look at me. Don't let them meet you where they left you. Don't give them another opportunity to hurt you. And I've told you several times here. Forgiving is one thing. Forgetting is another thing. Please, let me tell you. Don't forget. Because if you forget, they will hurt you again. Don't forget what they have done. And before you bring them back into your life, make sure they have changed. But most of the time, people don't change. Especially as they grow more wickedly. One, this man is teaching in church. Now me, they tell you. Forgive them. Avoid them. I will stand in front of God and give account of what I'm teaching you. Don't have any bad mind against them. No problem. And never anything when people come and tell you, I'm sorry, they have changed. You better pray very well. They are looking for how they will get you well. This time around, they will not miss their target. If you're angry, shout hallelujah. Number 8, when there's a promissory note over your head. A man came to my office some years back and we started praying. And the Lord said, you were gotten from masquerade. He said, yes, that the parents got him from masquerade. So they are calling him back now that he has to serve the masquerade because he's now 35. Now, church, listen to this. Listen to this mystery. A child got him from masquerade. Please, anybody talking there, just send her out. Use the cap to hit her head first. That white dirty cap. When preaching, you keep short and learn. You know nothing. If you know, your life will have been better than this. And the person they are talking to, both of them, if you like everything, what do you buy? Can you understand? Benny, when you are not disciplined, you will be disciplined. You got a charge from masquerade, so there's a promising note on that charge. At 35, the mask, it will come and serve you. That child became born again at 25. Now, what is the child going to do? So the guy came to my office on the other side and he said, sir, they give me 2 more weeks. I have to return to the village to serve masquerade. I laugh like a god on earth. I said, does masquerade create any baby? Were you not stolen from? You were stolen. And God collected back what was his. You are not going there. He said, they will afflict me. I said, afflict you. Which day are you supposed to go? Come to church. There's a particular coffee they call Tidy in one. So, have you taken Tidy in one before? Mommy says, Tidy in one. You now put little milk on it and hot water. and I crossed my leg with one bread. I'm not going to mention the name of the bread today. I said, let them come and catch you here. We ate together. I said, are you fine? Tomorrow come again. He's back in the door doing church. I said, they bought the mask. Why? Because we know the real owner of anything. Stretch here, let me pray for you. Any promising note of the enemy upon your life today, I reverse them. Some of you, they took you from Mami Water. Mami Water call. There is a God bigger than Mami Water native. They are the water, Jesus power. You watch the video? So they say, Mami Water power. They say, they bond them when they talk on top of water. If you will not steal their soul. So, if there is a promising note on your life, that social time, I'm going to use her for sacrifice. They say, social time, I'm going to use him for sacrifice. So, people will marry and they said, I will use my wife as social time. Promising note, put your hand on your head. Anybody here carrying a promising note on your head? Father side, mother side, in-law side, I command the note to be terminated. I'm praying for you. I say, I command the note to be terminated. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Any note you know, you don't know. I command your note that is contrary right now. The Bible says, it's a reversing the note. Contrary to, I command them to be terminated in the name of Jesus. So the time and the date they gave to you to use you, or the time and day they gave to you to be wasted, that day and time is terminated in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you are the one I pray for, shout three amen and pack your blessings.
Amen. Amen.
Sit down. The night one is drunkenness. If you are a woman here and you drink a lot, anything will happen to you. You are going to be vulnerable. Everybody will have chance to do whatever they want to do with you. Please look at me very well. All drunkenness should stop. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs chapter 31 verse 6, give strong drink unto the person that is ready to perish. Did you see that? You know why you are not reading? Because you know they drink. All the nonsense some of you are doing, and you go to parties, and the parties tagging Sanctuary of Wonders, and both the elders and pastors and people, no, my pastor will not do it, and the elders drinking Heineken and Nikeni, and you will video it shouting, hey, hey, hey. You are a disgrace to your generation. If you want to drink, you didn't drink in your houses. You drank publicly, tagging the church, sending videos to us because you are rejoicing. You are not children of God. You are not children of God. You are not a child of God. If you are a child of God, you don't even hide to do it. What is making you to be happy? You did naming ceremony, you are drinking. You did marriage, you are drinking. What is wrong with you? What are you celebrating that you have not celebrated before in life? I'm asking you. And you show it your foolishness. So the people drinking now, they'll begin, and let me tell you, once you finish drinking, you begin to carry out some manifestations. Some people will drink, they will not go to work because they are drunk. Some will drink and they'll be looking at women. They will even look at their mother and say, mom, baby, their mother. You are the one that gave them the drink. They look at their mother and say, baby, oh, bado. What is wrong with you? Baby, tonight is tonight because you gave them the drink. And drinking, drunkenness causes legal grounds. I stand here to tell her that two mistakes in my life that happened my drunkenness. I don't drink naturally, but that night I drank. I lost my virginity the day I drank. I don't drink. I was a virgin, and I preached it with zest. That what? I didn't even lose it in the house. I lost it at a platform of sin the day I drank. I'm preaching this one to you now. All of you, that you will do party and you will create a circle and you'll be giving people this thing, beer. I know you very well. Some of you do it there. You carry them, small people. You do them a ceremony. You give them beer. From my heart, I pray that God will forgive you.
Amen.
You didn't say amen. I said, God will forgive you.
Amen.
What a shame. You are an elder. You carry beer in front of you. You open the beer, pop! Elder of what? You know you didn't come to church in all these days. It's the day you came to church, I preached about it. What a shame. You can't drink beer in my house. Where are you going to see it? And you want to drink, you want to soak it with roots. You do it inside your house. But this one, you put it on the table for people. You're an ambassador of Heineken. You're an ambassador of what again? Timothy, what's that in the agency? Gouda. Timothy, what again? You're ambassador of what? You don't know again? But you're working in a beer company before? I don't even know the prayer to pray for you. You see, when I teach like this, I know there will be strongholds. I have faced bigger strongholds. It's either you repent or you build resistance. Your resistance cannot do me anything. I won't even sleep and dream about you. And I used to tell you, if you think I'm joking, you can let's do an exercise. And finally, the last one, foolish confession and talks. Stop saying I don't have money again in your life. Stop saying I don't have money. You are snared by the words of your mouth. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2. Thou was snared with the words of your mouth that are taken. Say, I am rich. Say it. Say, I'm blessed. I'm not hearing you. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9. I am healed. Proverbs 11 9. I'm not broke. I'm a giver. I can never beg. I cannot be stranded. I have what to offer. I cannot suffer. I am going places. My home is easy. My life is easy. Are you listening to me now? I cannot be stranded. Those are the things that are coming from your mouth. Proverbs 11, verse 9. Proverbs 11, 9. An hypocrite with his mouth destroys his own neighbor. So those foolish confessions you make, stop talking nonsense from your mouth anymore. But through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Can I pray for you? Receive knowledge in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bible says, and you shall know the truth. What do we do? Repent from your sins. The church is a place of correction. It's not a place of pampering. Yes, sometimes we can laugh, but most times we tell ourselves the truth. Number two, give your life to Jesus Christ. Number three, find out what is giving your enemy legal ground in your life. I told a particular woman, anytime your blessing is coming, they provoke you. Very wonderful lady. She said, yes. I said, that is it. And after that, you won't get the job again. He said, yes. After that, the guy that loves you will not come again. He said, yes. I said, from now on, become stupid. Don't let anybody provoke you again. She has everything now. Find out what is causing the legal ground of the enemy in your life. Find out how they are penetrating your life. Some of you, it's because of the party you are attending. You cannot but attend parties. Whether they call you or not, you will go there. Some of the food you are eating in parties are dedicated to their God, not your God. And you have no right over that food to bless it because you did not buy it with your money. Hey! And the gift of a man will find his way and his place in your life. They can't share meat to your door and you take the meat and you eat it and you say, God gave you, God did not give you, did not buy it. But what you bought with your money, the house you rented, you have a legal ground. Oh my God, are you hearing me? You don't collect food from the party and say, I take authority over this food. No. There's no authority. You walk in there. You walk to the house of herbalists. You are taking authority over what they gave to you. This institution I want to do, I take authority. It's a lie. So find out what is causing legal ground in your life. Are you still there? Number four. Go for deliverance if you need to. From next year, deliverance service we will not do again. But we'll do deliverance for people. The deliverance service, which was Jericho hour before, is cancelled. So first Saturday now is for the HOD meetings. All HODs will send a message. So yeah. So if you want to be delivered, come first Saturday. After I finish HOD meeting, we'll do deliverance for you in that room there. Now, be faithful to God. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to men. When you tell somebody this is what we are going to do, agreement, stand on the agreement. Stop breaking agreement. If agreement is going to change, please call the person. Are you hearing me? You agree that this is 250? After the person has gone, you say, no, it's now 300. You are not a believer. You are a wicked soul. You are a money monger. Be faithful. As if you are faithful in few, God will bless you much. If you are not faithful in few, you can have so much. Please be faithful. Now, I want to say this. On every child of God, there is a scheme of protection. Job chapter 1 verse 10. And Job said to God, have you not surrounded him? Have you not protected him? Have you not surrounded him with your fence? So God has protected all of us. Now look at me. But when we walk out of that place, attack will come. Anyhow you have walked out on God's presence, deliverance is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Remember Psalm 91 verse 1? He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High. He that dwelleth. But when you don't dwell, that's why you can't afford to go everywhere, because there is solution there. There are different types of solution. There are demonic solutions that you will laugh today and tomorrow you will cry, you and your children. There are agents of darkness that stay in one room, you go meet with one tear in their parlor. There, they are agents of agents. You go there. The first thing you should check is, have they delivered themselves? Yeah. So check it out. Don't come out. He that dwelleth, dwell in the secret place. Abide there under the shadow of the Almighty. If you come out of there, anything can happen to you. Praise God. Your hallelujah is not born again. I say, praise God. Hallelujah. Look at this one as we go home together. Jesus said this and he touched me. John chapter 14 verse 30. Hereafter I will not talk much with you. The prince of the world cometh and had nothing on me. Please rise on your feet. Please rise on your feet. Sometime I prepare a message under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I'll get here and God will be changing things right in front of me. Let's use the blood of Jesus to settle this. Everybody say after me, say blood of Jesus. I will not beg you. We did meet me at the altar here. So people never met me at the altar. I know them, all of you. The ones in the choir, I saw you. When I say put your hand on the head, somebody, if you don't do it, I saw you. I excuse you to leave this church. If you think you are making one stupid cobble somewhere, why did you come to church that you will not do what I'm telling you to do? The Prince of the world is coming for all of us. It is what we prepare for that will deliver us. What I just said now, I will never say it again, but I excuse you. Let's use the blood of Jesus. Somebody say, blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Go into my foundation.
Go into my foundation.
You see, let me tell you, at 52, you should know that I am not just old in age, I'm old spiritually. I see things and I'll do as if I don't see it. And I can do that for ages. But as my children, when I see that you are going astray, this is the best way I can correct you. And as you know, I'm not a showman media pastor. If I want to do, I know what to do. Take this teaching I'm teaching you and prosper quickly. On this planet earth, God in heaven knows my type is not many. Take it or leave it. I'm telling you, take it or leave it. Most people lose things before they realize. I'm not going to die. So when I say lose, not death. Say, blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Now say, go into my foundation.
Deliver me from every mess.
Lift up your voice and pray like that. Deliver me from every mess. Are they praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Anything that is giving the enemy access to my life, say, let me hear now. If you are dreaming and you are seeing that they are looking for you in the dream, they are looking for you in the dream and they got you, that means they see something connecting you to them. There are some people, I told them, get away from family WhatsApp. Yes, now me do them. Get away from there. Get away from there first. So I'm Benny. We are entering another year now. Check your phone. All the nonsense people that you have in your phone, that you are sending stupid texts to each other, they have no contribution to your life. Cut them off. You can't have a wrong attachment in your life and receive good things. Every access of the enemy to my life. Say, let me hear you now. I block them by fire. You have only 5 seconds to pray. Lift up your voice. I block every satanic access. Are you praying? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus. Neutralize. Not here, say neutralize. There are some things that cannot happen to me and my family. Do you know why? I have checked myself. I have not opened any door for the enemy. So let's take the battle to your house. Say after me, say, blood of Jesus. Enter into my house. I've been saying you pay for the house. Say, enter into my house. Neutralize every legal ground of the enemy. Say, now in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Enter into my home. And begin to neutralize and terminate every legal ground in my home. Lift up your voice and pray. Somebody is not praying. Are you praying? Are you praying there? In Jesus' name we pray. Let me do this one for you. Put your hand on your head. Any vow of parents over your life, vow of companies over your life, Benny, some company, when they pay you, they can decide when you will die. Benny, let me accurate my name. I don't want them to like me. Some company, they decide when you will die. Some company, they kill one staff every year. Check some television company, staff die every year because they have a right over them. And the person they will check, you know, they pay tight. There is nothing committing him to a place to help him when they want to take his soul. Nothing collects his soul back. So they'll blame or break it. Oh, you have put your hand on your, let me pray. Are you there? Any vow and decision of the enemy over your head or over your children where they are, the city where your children are, and they say they want to take one girl. Hey, they want to take one daughter. The company where your children work, the place where you go to, the family where you come from, and there's a decision to take one person, I command that decision to backfire. One of my daughters want to travel, and the other, I said, don't go. I said, what? Don't go. I said, don't go. Don't go. They left. They took the husband, Benny. Yes, they took the husband. They took the husband. When they took the daughter, I said, did you go? He said, we went. I off the phone. They took the wife too. He had 3 children. Those 3 children came back to Lagos. There's no father, no mother. 18, 16, and 12. When they came to my office, I said, where's your mother? They died. Where's your father? They died. What is the next thing? They said, we don't know. I cried. I told your parents, there is a vow that want to come to pass. I am praying for you that any vow on your head that at so time I was telling you, every member of a particular cult, their first daughter die. Another cult, they have one imbecile in the house. and you praise them in the community because they have used that heart. You might be here and they have planned to use you. Can I pray for you? Whoever is planning to use you, we shall lose them.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and so many powers.